has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the November 6th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we're off to a flat start here on the market today. We have the S&P down 3 points right now. The S&P is at 2020, which, not too far, within just a whisker of that all-time record that it set here recently. The Dow is up, about 58 cents right now, less than one. It's at 17,485, so I suppose you could say it's a quiet day so far on the markets. The NASDAQ is up 1.4 right now points, actually down 1.4 points. That's at 4,618 right now. Crude oil, man, I'm telling you what, pretty soon they'll be giving gasoline away. Crude oil is clear down to $77.53 today, and I'm certainly glad that I sold all of my oil holdings quite some time ago. I heard that Carl Icahn didn't do that, and he's taken some gas, some water on in his fund here this year because of his oil holdings. But they started falling apart about, 8 weeks ago, something like that, and they just continue to plunge. Gold also, that one should have been sold 3 years ago. Gold is at $1,144 today. Man, is it headed below 1,000 again? I don't know. It doesn't look good to me. The euro is at 1.2435. Okay, remember that when you arrive in London or when you arrive in Paris today. We have the 10-year yield at 2.36 as we begin this day. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And if you thought they were going to get along, can everybody just get along, as Rodney King said? I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think Mitch McConnell and John Boehner and President Obama are going to be a very good trio. I think there's going to be some sour notes in that trio. Now, the market, on the one hand, celebrated a bit, just getting that bit of uncertainty out of the way and maybe hoping and looking forward to something getting done, whether it's the Keystone Pipeline, whether it's tax reform, whether it's immigration reform, the two sides working together. I don't know. You know, I watched the press conference here recently with President Obama. He didn't strike a very conciliatory tone that I could hear. And so we'll just have to see where this all lands. I know there's an op-ed piece out there calling for the Keystone Pipeline as a top priority to create jobs. And I know the oil industry would like to see it. And, you know, you got to say that this cheap oil's got to be helping you a little bit. We've had a bumper crop of oil, and oil is at $77 a barrel, and that's putting extra money into folks' pockets. Now, whoever you give the credit to, whether it's the guy who invented fracking, George Mitchell, a guy down in Texas that figured out how to do horizontal drilling and extract oil out of the shale of the United States of America, from Wyoming to North Dakota to Texas to Louisiana up to Pennsylvania and all other areas in between, it has driven down oil prices to $77.50 per barrel. And that's driving down gasoline prices, and that's putting extra money, whether you're a retiree driving your Winnebago around from grandkid to grandkid, or whether you're a traveling salesperson putting gasoline, or whether you're just a commuter going back and forth to the Silicon Valley every day. You're putting a little extra money in your pocket every day, and I'm seeing it show up. In fact, someone wrote to me yesterday, he's a writer for Bottom Line. He says his readers want to know, what else they can invest in besides the obvious, which would be the airlines, to take advantage of the cheap oil. And I replied that cheap oil equals cheap gas equals more money in consumer discretionary pockets, which equals stocks like Jack in the Box, Domino's Pizza, Papa John's, Cracker Barrel, Texas Roadhouse. All of these stocks are flying right now. And these are normally stocks that aren't known as momentum stocks. And why do they have momentum right now? Because that is a lot of extra money sloshing around in the consumer discretionary retail pocket. So something to think about. This also is bad news, cheap oil is, for wind and energy, or wind and solar energy, because they depend on high oil prices. When gasoline's up around $5 per barrel, people are thinking solar, they're thinking electric cars, and even Tesla reported that they didn't have the deliveries in this last quarter that they expected. And we've seen a big drop off in demand for Priuses. So I would be a little bit hesitant in owning alternative energy stocks right now. We get good economic numbers again this week, which continues to be bullish for the economy. And the subject I want to talk about before we go to the next quarter is, this is still earnings season. And a big San Diego stock today reported earnings that weren't up to par. And the stock is down. Now, I don't own Qualcomm, but I'll be reporting on the Channel 6 News, local news here, in about an hour on why Qualcomm stock is falling. It's a major employer in San Diego. But the bigger question is, what do you do when your company, when your stock misses earnings? I have two today. We're almost to the end of earnings season. I was just thinking, I've almost come out of this earnings season unscathed. But obviously, there's always a little bit extra risk as it relates to earnings season because you have no control. All of a sudden, a company goes dark, they go into their quiet period, and then all of a sudden they report earnings. And if it's way off one way or the other, you're going to get a big reaction the next day. Well, today I get a double whammy. Two of my stocks, though they're not down big, but it's never pleasant when they're down. One of them's down 6%, the other one's down 14%. So what do you do when that happens? Number one, I never make one stock more than 3 to 4% of my overall portfolio. So if you think about it, if it's only 3% of your portfolio and it goes down by 10%, that one stock in an overall portfolio, it has very little impact, 0.2% on your overall portfolio. However, if it's one half of your portfolio and you only own two or three stocks, which I don't recommend, then you're sick. It has a major impact. I've toyed around over time with the right number of stocks to own, and I've just kind of come to the baseball roster, which is 25, expands to 30 in the fall for the playoffs. I just find that that's about right. And from time to time, a player's going to go down, and you're going to have to call someone up from AAA and send that player back down to AAA or put him on injured reserve or just give him his outright release, which I do all the time here. But when you own 25 or 30 stocks in a portfolio, and I run about four or five different portfolios with different risk tolerances, you're always going to have a few that don't make their earnings season. Okay, here's what I do secondly. Number one, I never make any one position too big of my too much of my portfolio. Number two, I let the dust settle. A lot of times they will snap back with an upgrade because when they go down, they become cheaper and someone will come along and upgrade. So I give it a few weeks usually just to see where the dust settles. And if it looks like the momentum, like the mojo is gone from the stock and I can find something that I like a little better, then I just move on and I cut my loss. So look, it's going to happen from time to time. I'm one of the guys on Stock Twits. I'm one of the guys on Twitters that also mentions my losers. And people will comment, say, "Hey, finally, an honest guy on Stock Twits that admits his losers too." Well, if you didn't have any losers, you would never buy any stocks, would you? So I do have two today And I featured one of them recently, MWI Veterinary Supply, which missed their earnings estimates, and it's down about 13 or 14%, but it's only a 3%, 4% position in my portfolio. So overall, as I look across my overall holdings today, it has very minor impact. Even though it's nagging and even though it's unpleasant, it's going to happen. And the best thing you can do is first be diversified. And then number two, let the dust settle a little bit. You never know. Maybe back right to where it began in a week or two. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I like to take a real logical approach to the stock market. I'm kind of a logical guy. I know contrarianism is one method of investing, and the contrarian just says, hey, you know, this thing is out of favor, whether it be an oil stock or a gold miner or whatever, and I'm going to buy it just to be a contrarian because, you know, buying low and selling high is the way to go. The problem with contrarianism is you're buying things that are out of favor and you're buying things that still have a lot of downside risk. They're out of favor for a good reason. They're not flourishing currently. So I can't say I'm really a contrarian investor by nature, even though valuation is a big part of my equation. I like to see stocks that, given today's economic environment, whatever it may be, we're in a low interest rate, low growth, 3%, okay type of economy, low oil prices, still a little bit of quantitative easing, sloshing around in the world. We're still in an economic expansion. We've been in a bull market now for 68 months, and that favors some areas of the market. And there's a lot of areas right now that are out of favor. Okay? So I would have to say that the Best Stocks Now app system, which I deem to be very logical, looks for companies that are A, flourishing in today's economy, today's economic environment, and B, still makes sense from a valuation point of view, and C, also have a good technical pattern. They're not in downtrends. They're not in long sideways trends. Usually there's some kind of catalyst going on that's breaking them out of those sideways trends. Or they're in the early stages of uptrends. That's kind of the sweet spot. And obviously when you apply those filters to your methodology, it really narrows down the field. Now the market has improved here recently. It wasn't that long ago when I only had about 100 stocks that met my criteria. Back about 6 or 7 weeks ago when we had a little bit of sell-off in the market. And right now we're back up to about 300 or 400 stocks that currently meet my criteria because the market has spread out a little bit. The breadth has improved and more stocks are now participating in the market once again in the bull that's 68 months old. And that's a very good sign. Now, I currently own a company by the name of AutoZone, which I've owned off and on over the years. In fact, when I wrote my book, Best Stocks Now, back in 2011, AutoZone was one of the 53 companies that I featured. In fact, it shocked me when I finally finished my app and had all my formulas together and started looking at some of the stocks that rose to the top, that met my criteria, I found a lot of companies that I had no idea that they were such great stocks. I mean, this one's headquartered in Memphis, Tennessee, not exactly the Silicon Valley, not exactly Manhattan Island, Memphis, Tennessee. In fact, I'm told that basically everything in Memphis, Tennessee is named after AutoZone. It's the Memphis Grizzly, I'm sure it's the AutoZone Center where they play and everything. AutoZone is a big, big factor in Memphis, Tennessee. It's an $18 billion company. Not a sexy stock at all. I mean, I've been in an AutoZone, something I need for my car, you know, and it's not exactly high-tech products and it's not exactly Tiffany type shoppers in AutoZone, but they're good, hard-working Americans looking for something to improve their car a little bit, maybe some special wax, maybe a converter so they can plug in their laptop into their cigarette lighter, whatever it is. Maybe just a quart of oil, you know, or a fan belt. There's always some guy out in the parking lot of AutoZone underneath his car doing the work right there so he can get his car home from the AutoZone Center. It's a kind of a man's place to go on a Saturday. Go to the local AutoZone. Do a little window shopping. Go down the aisles. Look at some of the fragrances they have for cars now. Pina Colada for your old Chevrolet. AutoZone is an $18 billion company, believe it or not. Believe it or not, they operate 4,843 retail auto parts stores in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Brazil, worldwide company. Now look at, here's what really impresses me. Look at the returns this simple company has given to shareholders over the years, over the long haul, over the last 10 years. If this were a mutual fund, it would be a five-star fund. Under Morningstar, it's averaged 21% per year over the last 10 years. When I invented the app and discovered these numbers, I scratched my head and said, I didn't know that. The market's only delivered 5. Over the last 5 years, AutoZone's delivered 32% per year, while the market's delivered 13.7. Here's this company in Memphis, Tennessee. You drive by an AutoZone all the time, and you probably never realize that it's one of the great stocks in America. Over the last 12 months, it's up 26%. The market's up 14%. It gets a performance grade of A-. Now, it's up against General Electric, Johnson & Johnson, Cisco, Apple, Tesla, you name it. And it holds its own. It gets a performance grade of A-. Now, I haven't owned AutoZone for the last year because it's been in a sideways trend. And I don't like stocks in sideways trends. That hurts its performance rating, and it hasn't scored high enough for me to consider owning AutoZone. But I recently bought AutoZone back, which is the next big factor in analyzing a stock. What kind of risk profile does this fit into? Well, they don't pay a dividend. So if you're a growth and income investor, AutoZone would not fit in that category. If you're an aggressive growth investor looking for that small cap that hopefully will eventually become a mid cap and a large cap and is just starting to sweep America, AutoZone's not your stock. You know, they're probably growing these days. Well, let's see what the analysts expect their growth to be. Their expected growth over the next 5 years is 13% per year. It's no longer 25 or 30, but it's a solid grower. So it's not an aggressive growth stock. It's a large cap stock. I would say it's a moderate to conservative growth stock. And if you're in that category of investor, 45, 50, 55 years old, you want growth, but you don't want to be down in the biotechs, etc., then AutoZone is one, you know, that you might want to consider. It has had terrific performance results. Now, let's go to the valuation side of the equation. When I take their earnings estimates next year, and get this, their earnings estimates for next year are $39.94 per share. Amazon would die to have earnings like that. And when I extrapolate them out by 13% per year, put a multiple on that I think's appropriate, I get a target price of 1,015. It's currently trading at 560. It's ranked number 172 out of 3930, and I currently own it at Gunderson Capital. Not a recommendation, an example. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And so far we've covered what happens when one of your stocks that you own doesn't meet their earnings estimates. And, you know, the stock opens up and it gaps down. I have one that's gapping down 6%. Let's see if it's recovered at all here today yet. A little bit, not much. And then I have another one that's gapping down about 12-13%. Well, number one, you never make any one position more than 3-4% of your overall portfolio. That way you cannot get hurt too bad when a stock is just three. Let's just say you got a $100,000 portfolio and you've got $4,000 in a position that is down 10% today. Well, that has a 0.4% impact on your overall portfolio. Yes, the individual stock's down 10%, but as it relates to your overall portfolio, it's just 0.4%. And you're going to have losers from time to time. I happen to have two today. Just at the end of earnings season, just when I've come through about 120 different earnings reports on the stocks that I own in my various portfolios, I get a double whammy today of two that are selling off. But luckily, the last time I looked, I'm still up overall today on the day because I have a couple that are way up today. So there you go. There's a lesson in diversification. Now, when they miss their earnings, do you just say, "Yeah, I'm just selling today"? Well, you know, it could get worse and it could get better. So I like to give them a few days. Let's see what the analysts have to say. A lot of times when a stock sells off, it'll get an upgrade. And it'll come storming right back to where it was before the earnings. And other times it can be the beginning of bad news. Sometimes bad news begets more bad news. Downgrades. Accounting investigate. You just never know. So we'll just take it a day at a time. There's two that I have today that stumbled in their earnings. And you have to also remember that, you know, look, these companies are reporting every 90 days. Anybody who owns a business out there, it's pretty doggone hard to have a good quarter every single quarter. Think about more of a 5-year time horizon or a 3-year time horizon. Even the greatest stocks of all time have had some quarters where they've stumbled. Man, Apple's had a lot of quarters where they've stumbled. And yet over the last 3 to 5 years, it's been an amazing performer. So you have to put it into perspective also. But I think the biggest lesson here is don't make any one position too big a portion of your portfolio. All right. Now, one of the stocks that's offsetting and having a very good day today is a stock that I continue to own in my aggressive growth accounts. Okay, we'll go a little different direction here. We just talked about a Memphis, Tennessee simple stock, probably one that Peter Lynch would have loved. He definitely can understand spark plugs and motor oil and drip pans and things like this. Found at AutoZone. Vertex Pharmaceuticals, a little bit more difficult to understand because it's a biotech stock. It's a biotech company that is in the business of small molecule drug treatments for hepatitis C, cystic fibrosis, and autoimmune diseases. This is a company headquartered in Boston. I have a nephew that's currently a professor at Harvard. And, you know, he grew up in Florida, in the Tampa area, where my sister lives. And he went to college, got his degree. Lucky enough to go to Stanford on the West Coast, where he lived in the Silicon Valley. Nice area, a little bit chilly from time to time in the Silicon Valley. That's why I live in San Diego. But the kid is a smart kid. Ended up getting his PhD at Stanford, became a professor there. Got recruited at the University of Texas, moved to Austin for about a year or two, and then was recruited by the head of the business school, I believe was it Clay Christensen, back at Harvard, and now he's a professor at Harvard, raising his little family. Very cold back there. I don't know if he wants to raise his children back in Boston. Little tired of shoveling the snow in the winter and things like this, but that's where he's at right now, and that's where Vertex Pharmaceuticals is. This is one of the largest, most promising pharmaceutical biotech companies in the world. It's now a $27 billion company, and a lot of Americas, and I'm sure there's other folks from around the world that work there, smartest and brightest, working at Vertex Pharmaceutical. They've been around for a while. This is not a startup. This is not a laboratory with some microscopes and some funding hoping that they'll come up with something. Vertex has products. Vertex sales this year will be somewhere in the $600 million range, which doesn't sound like a lot for a $26 billion company, but they obviously have some drugs in the pipeline with some big, big potential. I know they're one of the leaders in cystic fibrosis research. Well, this has been one of the best performing stocks, especially when you put it up against an Eli Lilly or a Pfizer. Over the last 10 years, VRTX has delivered 26% per year while the market's delivered 5%. And yes, that comes with a higher dose of risk. There's a little bit of extra hot sauce on this burrito than there is in an AutoZone, because they're in a dicier business, one where a phase 3 trial that goes wrong, or I can remember some biotechs that had diet drugs and the people ended up having heart attacks from that's not good. That's an extra level of risk, because trial lawyers are swarming all around these drug stocks looking for any kind of thing. You've seen the commercials. You see all the disclaimers for a drug stock. Stop taking the drug if any of these things happen. If your team loses on Thursday night football, quit taking this drug. They have so many disclaimers, and the trial lawyers are looking for something that they didn't disclaim, and somebody comes down with something, and then they can sue the pants off the company. Over the last 5 years, Vertex Pharmaceuticals delivered 24% per year to investors, obviously with an extra degree of risk. That's why I have this in an aggressive risk profile. You could say moderate. This is a large cap company. It is $27 billion after all. This has been one of the top performing stocks over the last 3 years. Maybe you've never even heard of it. Well, you're hearing about it here today on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Over the last 3 years, it's delivered 45% per year. You know, part of my job is not finding General Electric for my investors or Johnson & Johnson. You know, I rag on these all the time. But my point is, are they really best stocks now? How much research does it take to find General Electric for your portfolios? I don't know. Listen, hey, everybody's different in this business. Over the last 12 months, Vertex Pharmaceuticals up 71%. Now, I could be sitting here telling you all about Johnson & Johnson, which is a fine company. I saw the CEO here recently being interviewed, a fine man and a fine company, but it's not growing anymore. It's growing by 3 or 4%, and their pipeline, you know, of drugs is not exactly full of promising drugs in areas with big large populations of people that could be helped from these drugs. So, you know, I just like to go a notch below the Johnson & Johnsons, the Microsofts of the world, and find the companies that are flourishing now. And Vertex is one of those companies. Now, we can't do a valuation on Vertex. But Gunderson, I thought valuation's a big part of your equation. Well, you know what? There's some stocks in this universe, in this market, that it's very difficult to do a value. How do you value something that doesn't exist? Yeah, this drug might be worth this if they survive phase 3 trials and if they get FDA approval and all. But then again, you know, there's that risk. Putting a value on something that might happen is a dicey game at best. So in this case, I have to rely on the sentiment. I have to rely on how the stock has performed. I have to rely on what the charts are telling me. And I do have to look at their pipeline and what's in it and what kind of ailments that they're addressing. And Vertex currently passes muster, and it's a stock that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. It currently, out of 3,930, is ranked at number 92. And the gain in Vertex today is offsetting. It's one of the stocks that's offsetting the loss in a couple others that I have. The beauty of diversification. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
The There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I began working on my weekly newsletter today. That's the newsletter that back in March 27, 2009, I said that a new bull market had been born. And, of course, we've seen what the market has done since then. The market has well more than doubled, almost tripled. In fact, from its low of 666 back on March 9th of 2009, the market has tripled. And I don't know who you listened to or who your gurus were or what your gut feelings were, but there was a lot of people around thinking that we were in trouble with the quantitative easing, that the dollar would collapse, that inflation would roar, and that gold would soar, and I wasn't in that camp. You don't really want to fight the Fed as it relates to equities when they're doing a round of quantitative easing. It's better to go with the Fed. And we started to see the economy turn around. We started to see negative growth or recession turn into positive growth or expansion. We started to see the unemployment rate drop. We started to see inflation not anywhere in the picture, and things got better. And many stocks have come back from real low levels back in those days. But what about now? It's now 5.5 years into this thing, 68 months. Well, as I sent out the newsletter last weekend, once again I said that stocks are the best place to be, and more specifically, U.S. stocks. So the first thing the newsletter will tell you is whether to be in the market or not, because I am a market timer. I don't believe in being in the market at all times. Now, I have been for the last 5.5 years, even though there's been some cautionary periods where I've raised some cash, etc. I've had my bullish signal on the market since March of 2009, March 27th to be exact. And at some point in the future, as the commercial says, I will turn bearish on the market. And that's going to be a warning sign for those of you with 401ks, because the last bear market took 53% out of people's hides. So we got to be really careful. That's why I always have one eye in my rear view mirror to see what's creeping up on us. I'm a nervous type. But at the same time, I've liked what I've seen, and I continue to like what I see in the market and in the economy. And I tell you what the best parts of the market to be in are every week in my newsletter, which you can get at my website, pwstreet.com. You know, there's a lot of indexes out there to choose from, whether it's China or India or Europe or Asia or Latin America, or the Dow, or the NASDAQ, or the Russell 2000 small cap, or all of the bond indexes. I rank all the indexes and let you know the indexes that I think look the most promising if you're an index investor. Next, we go into the sectors of the market, because that's so important to be in the right sectors. The energy sector has not been the right sector to be in this year. The commodities sector, anything related to commodities, miners, gold miners, silver miners, wrong sectors to be in. Alternative energy, wrong sector to be in with falling oil prices. Instead, this year's been pretty much, once again, all about the medical sector, which now has 13 million new people in the system, somewhere in there, using the resources that we have. And the medical companies are benefiting from that. So the sectors are also very, very important. Now, as it relates to your 401k, you have choices in your 401k. Maybe it's large cap U.S. stocks. Maybe it's emerging markets, another area that has not been a good place to be in 2014. I thought it would be a good place to be earlier this year, but what I thought was wrong. And it hasn't been a good place to be. And I have the only emerging market I have exposure to is India, which I still like a whole lot. I own an Indian mutual fund, which is able to buy stocks that I'm not able to buy because they're on a different market. And they're hard for me to buy. They're not real liquid. So it's better for me to get exposure to India through a mutual fund that invests in India or an ETF that invests in India than through individual stocks. But the 401k allocations that I list every week are how I would have my 401k invested right now. On the one hand, we want to make as much hay while the sun shines because the 401k is one of your best weapons that you have to build wealth so that someday you can drive your RV around the country and visit the grandkids and be able to afford to fill up that gas tank, right? And lastly, I tell you, if you're an individual stock investor, which I am for the most part, I like individual stocks. Well, once we identify the indexes that are the most favorable, and once we identify the asset classes that are most favorable, basically it's stocks versus bonds. Right now I'm still 100% stock, no bond exposure. Then we get into these individual stocks. I try to feature a couple every single day. Today we featured AutoZone. Today we featured Vertex Pharmaceutical. Number one, I always identify the risk profile that these stocks fit into. You have to take that into consideration. Number two, I never make any one stock more than 3-4% of my overall portfolio. So when a disappointing earnings report comes along, like I got this week in two of my companies, it doesn't have a major impact on my overall portfolio because you're going to have some losers in a 30 stock or a 40 stock portfolio. I run 5 different portfolios and there's always a few of them that are giving me grief. But hopefully there's enough good ones on the other hand that are offsetting that grief. Like today, overall, last time I looked, I was still up on the day despite a couple that didn't meet expectations. That's why that diversification issue comes in. So anyways, the newsletter really has something for everybody. I also try to teach and educate every week a little bit. Simple, just simple logical analysis of the economy and the market and what it means for you, the individual investor, and how hopefully you can either A, make money from it, or B, maybe the conditions in the world and the market aren't favorable like they were in 08 and 09. And then we need to protect our assets during times like that or try to find things that are bucking the trend like inverse funds or whatever the case may be. I am still a bull on the market. I'll be sending out the newsletter this week. You can get on board by going to my website at PW Street. I'm also a money manager. You can reach me at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.